Welcome, my beloved. This is At My Father's Table, and I'm Pastor Kevin T. Scott. I come to you this early morning heavy-hearted. I feel that the weight of the world is on my shoulders. You see, ladies and gentlemen, I have something that I need to say. I have a confession to make. I have a testimony today. And when you talk about church folk, some of you all know that we can be peculiar people, strange somewhat, out of line, out of order, out of understanding how someone else feels. Today, I'm going to talk about some things that I've done, that I'm guilty of. For my sermon topic, I'm here to tell you. I'm here to confess that I've made some mistakes. Yes, I've made some mistakes. I'm not going to send you through the 66 books that are in the King James Version of the Bible. I'm not going to attempt to give you a philosophy of what someone else said. I'm telling you that I've made some mistakes. You see, ladies and gentlemen, I've lied. I've said some things that I shouldn't have said. I hurt some people's feelings. I'm not trusted. I've been human. I've made some mistakes. I can remember as a wee little lad, I put that candy bar in my pocket. I didn't tell my mama. I stole it. I took it and I ate it. And while I was eating it, I felt good. I've made some mistakes. I've misconstrued some things. I've made some mistakes. But I know that others have too. But we're not talking about them. We're talking about me. There are people in this world here that don't like me, for I've made some mistakes. I'm here to tell you that these things happen. Some people call it life. Some people call it growing up. Some people call it being immature. But I've made some mistakes. I can remember being given money by my parents. And they said, you put this in the basket when you go to church. I didn't do that. I put it in my pocket and I took it to the candy man, because the candy man can make it taste better. I've made some mistakes. You see, this life that we live, this Christianity that we proclaim, is full of errors. Errors in judgment. Errors in the direction of pain and suffering. Things happen that are outside of your control, but you are accountable for them. It happened on your watch. I've made some mistakes. I've taken things too lightly. I thought it was going to be easier. I thought if I had this, it'll make me a better person. When in reality, what I always needed, what I absolutely have to have at this stage in my existence is Jesus. He's the only one that can forgive me in its purity. He's the only one that will say, "Don't worry, my brother. Come unto me and I will give you rest." I've made some mistakes. I'm held accountable for other actions. I'm chased by people. I'm haunted by some aspects of my past that I can't go back and change. But I have Jesus. I proclaim that he's the only one that will do me right now. He's the only one that understands that I get it. The memo is on my desk, and it has my name on it, that Pastor Kevin T. Scott has made some mistakes. They say that we as Christian people are supposed to forgive. Well, that's neither here nor there, because nobody forgets. They may look you in the eye, and I have been looked in the eye and told, "I forgive you," but the stench is still there. The spite is present. The ill feelings are warranted. I've made some mistakes. And I want you to know that we all will have to line up in front of our Savior. If you believe in Jesus Christ, you too will be in that line. You too will stand before him. And that tape that's wrapped around your life, that has perfect lighting, will expose you for everything you are and everything you have been. And at best, you can only ask for mercy, because you're wrong, because you have made some mistakes. I'm only accountable for mine. I'm not accountable for yours. I can have my opinion on what I think you have done, but God knows. He knows when I told the lie. He knows when I took the candy bar. He knows all that I've done, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The mean things that have come out of my mouth, I'm held accountable for that. I've made some mistakes. And I understand now. I fully comprehend what I've done. But I'm not worried about that this morning. I'm worried about what I can do to make it better. If I have another day on this earth, I want to rectify all the pain that I've caused. I want to correct all the misunderstandings that my words have produced. I've made some mistakes. And now that I've come into this wisdom, this light of the day, I want to say to everyone, I'm sorry. If you can find mercy in your heart to forgive me. Forgive me for not doing enough. Forgive me for not looking up as opposed to feeling down. Forgive me for feeling that I could have done a better job, but I didn't. I've made some mistakes. The sincerity in my apology is genuine. It's that feeling that you have to admit to yourself that you did the wrong thing when you had the chance to do the right thing. And I want you to know, don't be like me. Don't lie. Don't steal. Don't misunderstand others' intentions. Be the example that's left to you. And that is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's the example. I can't follow man. I can't do what woman would want me to do. I fall short of that expectation. I've made some mistakes. If I can go back and straighten the road out, I would do it. But life doesn't provide that. You can't go back. You can only go forward. I'm going to be a better person right now. Right when I'm breathing this air. Right when I'm feeling sanctified enough to admit that I've made some mistakes. I can't point to Frank. I can't look at Betty. I can only look at me in the mirror and look myself in the eye and know that my repentance depends on me, what I do going forward. I've been involved with some things that I should have kept my hands off of, but yet I was there. I've talked about some people that I shouldn't have said anything. I should have remained humble, but that wasn't enough for that moment. I had to voice my opinion, be it right or be it wrong. My beloved, everyone has to look in the mirror, and you know who you are. You know what you've done. I'm not the only one, but I'm the only one accountable for me. I can't be accountable for you. I can't tell you that I want you to treat me well. I can't tell you that your love was important to me. I can't say to you that if you give me another chance, I can do better. I can only look to Jesus and say, Lord, please forgive me. Forgive them. Forgive all who you can. And I know there's enough room at the table for you, for me, and every other soul that simply will ask for repentance. We all need a little bit of it. But I'm only here for me. I'm only here at the table for my own selfishness. I'm only here to correct my wrong. You have to correct your own. The meanness that my spirit has produced, I ask for forgiveness. I ask to be given just one more opportunity to right the wrong. But it's up to Jesus. It's really not up to you, because I know that you don't have a heaven or hell for me. You only have your opinion. And when I'm standing before my Lord and Savior, you won't be there. He will remember what I've tried to do. He will have something to say about the success that he gave me, about the failures that I've suffered through, out of the nights that I've cried. He will have every tear that ever came down my face. He will have my attentions in the bag. And you started out trying to do this, but the result of your actions produced that. I've made some mistakes. Now, going forward, I can't live in my past. If I make it to next week, I would want anyone to say, you know, I think he's learned. I think he gets it. Will they forgive me? I don't know. And quite frankly, I don't care. The only thing that I care about at this point is to be better for Jesus. That's the only one that has my accountability. That's the only person that can say, though you did these things, I still love you. He's the only one that will wrap me up in my loneliness and hold me tight and tell me that it's going to be all right. It's the things that we do going forward, not living in the past. Oh, I have memories of some things, but that's not going to help me now. It's not going to save my day. It's not going to project my life to the example that I want to lead. I start here. I start today. I start right now. If there is any good that has come out of me, I would only ask if you would put it on the scale. If you would allow it to tilt it just a little bit. I just need a little mercy. I just need a little grace. But I can't look to get those things from man or woman. No. It's not available that way. I can only look to Jesus and say, Lord, accept me for what I've done and correct me for what I'm going to do. That's the mission now. I've made some mistakes. And my accountability is really none of your business. Because when I go and see my Savior, when he hung up on the cross for me, he's not going to look back. He's going to look forward. He's going to tell me that you have asked me for mercy, and I can grant you some grace. That's who I'm dependent upon. If Brother Frank and Sister Betty are going to condemn me for what I've done wrong, so be it. My beloved, I can't change that. I can't change your heart, but I can change mine. I can make sure that I walk with my head up and put a smile on my face, because Jesus told me it was going to be all right. And I can take him at his word. Some kind of way, I'm going to pull through. And whether it's here or whether I'm on the other side, I will pull through, because my desire is to be like him, not to be like you. Because I know that you are wrapped in the same flesh that I'm wrapped in. It's just as corrupt. You too can make it better. You too can repent. You too can hold yourself accountable and look in the mirror and say, I've made some mistakes. And when you find that honesty in its purest form, you too can be forgiven. You too can receive that mercy and grace. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we all are going to be in the same line. If you're trying to follow the teachings of Jesus Christ, we all are going to be in that line. And we all will have to answer for what we did. You may go before me. I may go after you. But that line is waiting. It's waiting for us. And in that conversation, in that commitment to your past and moving forward to your presence, that's when the real deal shows up. Because you can't fool God. You just can't do it. And all those games that I played, that you played, that we played, will all be exposed for what they are. God reads the heart, not the mind. He pays attention to your intentions, not your tongue that form words that causes you to lie, to cheat, and to steal. These things you will have to deal with just like me. We all fall short of that glory. But coming to the point where you understand that you've made some mistakes and you're asking for repentance, that's going to be the game changer. That's going to shift it in your favor. And there's a place for you in the next life. And there are going to be no big I's and little U's. You won't take your wealth with you. You won't have that fancy car, that beautiful home, all those nice clothes. It's not allowed. It's no exception for you, and there's no exception for me. I've made some mistakes. When my Jesus hung up on that cross, he was hanging for me. It's independent of you. When they pierced him in his side, it was me. when they put the nails in his hands, it was me. When they put the crown on his head, it was me who he gave his life for. They didn't take it. He said to them, I give it to you freely. I've made some mistakes. And knowing that he had the power to come off that cross and destroy all in front of him, but he stayed on the cross for me. Up close and personal. So I'm not worried about who likes me. I'm not concerned about your ill feelings. If God forgives me, that has to be enough. I have to walk with that. I'm not going to feel guilty for anything other than the repentance that I'm asking for. I'm here today, right now. And I can tell you, and I'm sure that you know, that when you're standing in front of your Savior, these people won't be around. It'll be you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And that conversation, that communications, will last for eternity. In closing, in bringing this home, be responsible to Jesus, not to man or woman. They will fail you miserably. Follow his example. Let him be your beacon of light. And when all is said and done, there's a place for you in the heavens above. This has been At My Father's Table on KingScottRadioTV.com. I am Pastor Kevin T. Scott. And you can reach us at 240-362-7552. I bless you. I'll pray for you. In Jesus' name, amen.